Well, a lot of people are very concerned about what could be happening with coal seam gas, and they should be. There have been mistakes many years ago in the US that caused some very alarming results, and also more recently here in Queensland. But don't we need some gas in New South Wales? And are all CSG sites the same?
Gas is a wonderful thing for so many reasons.
What do you understand fracking to be?
Oh, I know a lot of people have very negative opinions about fracking.
And do you?
Well, only because of what they've told me. But yeah. I'm just trying to think of what I remember of fracking being now. I know it's drilling down into the rock.
Yeah.
Drilling down into the rock, and there's concerns about... There are environmental concerns about fracking, I know that.
Yes, there are concerns. Concerns about coal seam gas and the fracking methods that could be employed to get to it. We like to use natural gas. After all, it's natural. But we're also pretty sure we don't want the coal seam stuff, no matter what it is. But what exactly is it?
I saw some signs on the way out to Orange, and I noticed that they were protesting about something to do with gas. And so the owner of the property that I was going out to visit, you know, I mentioned, you know, what are these signs? He said, yeah, they're coming in and taking over people's farms and drilling for gas. And, you know, they've got to accept the price that they've been given for their farms. I went, what the hell? I said, does that threaten you? And he said, no, not at this stage. I said, but it might one day.
You heard how Leonie loves cooking with gas, but is a little bit fearful about fracking. And this is the process to get coal, or in more difficult areas, shale, to give up its methane gas. We hear it will take our farms, destroy our water, ruin our food bowls, and pollute our air, as the producers of a recent movie, Sacrifice Zone, David Lowe and Eve Jeffrey, explain.
CSG is a real danger still. We need to stop it in the Pilliga. It's causing havoc in Queensland. We cover that in the film as well. They've stopped it in Victoria. They're trying to get it back in Northern Territory, WA, South Australia and New South Wales. And they will get this project up this year if people don't cause a huge ruckus. There aren't enough people out there to do a Bentley. The rest of the country has to support them.
As Dr. Geraldine McCarran says in the film, she's been out into the Queensland gas fields and seen the devastation that's caused there to the land and the people. As she says, any area that is earmarked for this is a sacrifice zone. And that's just not in the Pilliga, it's not in Queensland, it's not in Australia. It's in the world. Any area where they're going to do this is going to basically rape and pillage the land and cause harm to the people that live there.
But they have been to Queensland, to the Northern Rivers, and now to the Pilliga Scrub near Narrabri. But are the same arguments used there and in the US as valid here? I went to see the Santos operation and found that, in fact, they don't need to do any fracking. The geology is much more stable. Robin Faber is a Narrabri councillor and small business owner and has seen all the mining project proposals right up to the current Santos one.
The problem is that because shale mining in the US uses fracking because you're actually extracting gas that's trapped inside rock and you have to create cracks to get it out. People think that the things that have happened there that have made problems and the fracking and the issues are going to happen here, where it's not the same thing. You've got a coal seam a kilometre underground that's not horizontal, it's laid vertically like dominoes. So the pieces of coal are already cracked within the seam. So the minute you drill into it, if you drill down and go horizontally, which is the new latest drilling development, fracking doesn't achieve anything because the cracks are already there. So as long as the geology doesn't change, there's no reason to frack. And Santos have said they won't be fracking. But I can tell you now, 20 years ago they tried fracking here, and that's when they found it didn't work.
So actually, no fracking in this case. And the water pressure from the Great Artesian Basin is so much higher than the gas that if any breach occurs through three separate sheaths around the bore, then the water will get into the gas rather than the gas or anything else getting into the artesian water. And in the Pilliga, with soil too poor for farming and very stable geology, is actually a good place for gas extraction. So why are activists so keen on killing off the only project that can provide New South Wales with gas, since the existing sources in South Australia have been exhausted? Lynn Trindle is CEO of the Narrabri Land Council.
People, you know, who work with different groups, like different green groups, environmental groups, different those sort of groups, were amazed how well they can be conversed off Google. Google is an amazing tool for information. You know, and most of the people who talk about gas and that are not talking about the local issues. They're bringing issues in from America and other countries and bringing people out to talk from those places because they've been through it. I don't think our government is ever going to let us get to the point where we're going to be turning a tap on and putting a match under it and it's going to be gas.
So maybe we shouldn't be so quick to condemn every single gas project. Yes, it's a gas. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network. And I was talking there to Lynn Trindle from the Narrabri Land Council.